Please be seated. A reading from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and a house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. O Lord, have mercy on us." A reading from Matthew chapter 21. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The theme of tonight is the Sanctus. The Sanctus in our service goes like this: "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." The Sanctus. Besides the benediction at the end of the service, and maybe amen, the Sanctus is the most ancient of all of our liturgy from Sunday morning. Jesus sang the Sanctus every Saturday with his family or with his disciples in their synagogue worship. The Sanctus is made up of the angel's song from Isaiah's vision that we heard tonight. When Isaiah, in the throne room of heaven, saw the Lord. The second half comes from Psalm 118, a song of preparation. And this is why I always chant before it, "Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising you and saying." And then we sing together, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of Sabaoth," etc. Because we are joining in with the worship, the heavenly worship of the angels and all those who have died in the faith, not the other way around. Isaiah was a prophet. He was in the temple one day And while he was there, he saw Jesus Christ sitting on his throne in the Holy of Holies, wearing a long flowing robe. The angel sang this song, "Holy, holy, holy," worshiping each of the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The whole earth is full of his glory. The support beams of the temple shook with the angel's song. The whole temple was filled with the incense of God's presence. Very quickly, Isaiah realizes, I shouldn't be here. I'm the wrong guy in the wrong place, the wrong time. I am in the presence of the perfect, holy, clean God and King of the universe. And so he lets it be known, woe is me. I'm lost. I'm a man of unclean lips. I am a sinner. I shouldn't be here. I live among unclean, sinful people just like me. I don't deserve to be here. In fact, I should be struck down being in the presence of the glorious God. I am seeing my Lord face to face, eye to eye. But Isaiah is not killed. He is not struck down, as we hear of elsewhere. For the same mysterious reason that I, your pastor, am not struck down, when I cross over the threshold of the chancel and then cross over the threshold into the Holy of Holies to approach the altar where God promises to be. You see, this church is made to be the same three-part structure that the tabernacle of Moses was built for, and the temple in Jerusalem. Sanctuary, chancel, Holy of Holies, the throne room of God. This church, the tabernacle, the temple, they are all based on that same throne room that is depicted in Isaiah. When the Levites, who are specially appointed, set apart from the tribes of Israel, belonging to no tribe of the 12, when they high priest, when Isaiah, when any of those people crossed into the Holy of Holies to stand in the very presence of God on behalf of their people, they were not struck down. And the reason was because God sent his messenger to touch them with a tiny bit of his holiness. Behold, the angel says, as he takes a charcoal briquette from the incense burner, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, your sin is atoned for. Isaiah, the Levites, the high priests, your pastors, none of them die in the holiness of God's presence because God forgives and does not kill. And so if you can imagine, when you come up for communion, I bring what is holy to you and touch it to your lips. The same way that it happened with Isaiah that day. And so at this point in the service, when we sing the Sanctus, the supper, the Lord's Supper, is about to happen. We acknowledge as a congregation, we sing together the song of the angels and all those who now are in heaven. We join that song because God himself is manifest before our eyes for us in bread and wine on an altar. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Whereas the Hebrews saying, heaven and earth are full of his glory, we instead behold thy glory, because we see Jesus face to face here. It's wonderful. We stand before the altar and we bask in the holiness of God's presence. And yes, we're aware of our sinfulness, yet he sends his messenger to deliver the fullness, not a little bit like Isaiah got, but the fullness of God's holiness is delivered to your mouth. Instead of a briquette of incense coal, instead it is the fullness of his body and his blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It's here for you. And that's what we celebrate when we sing the Sanctus. It's happening for real before our eyes. There are many different uses for the Psalms. Psalm 118 is called a psalm of preparation. It is sung by Hebrews to prepare their bodies and prepare their souls before they make a sacrifice for sin. And in this psalm, Psalm 118, they would sing it together before the lamb was slain as the sin offering. They would sing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And then it continues, "Bind the festal sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar." Now, if you put yourself in the shoes of the faithful Hebrew singing that each and every day, most especially before the Passover lamb was slain, I'm sure that for thousands of years, when they sang, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord," they thought they were talking about the priest who had come into the temple and was going to offer up a lamb for their sins. Blessed is he, blessed is this priest who comes in the name of the Lord to do the Lord's will. And I'm sure day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, as Jesus grew up, I'm sure he smiled as he stood in the congregation and sang those same words before each sacrifice. "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." A little smirk on his face, like one day this is going to come to fulfillment before their eyes. Because little did they know that the he was Jesus. Not only a priest, yes, a priest, not only a priest, also the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Both the priest who comes in the name of the Lord and the sacrificial lamb who is offered up, bound with cords to the horns of the altar to offer up his life for the life of the world. And so during the Sanctus on Sunday morning, if you've ever looked up at what the heck I'm doing up there, which I'm sure you do more often now because you have it all in your heart, you'll notice that during the first portion of the Sanctus, when we sing, "Holy, holy, holy," I'm bent over or I'm kneeling the same way that they always have. Because I'm acknowledging that I'm in King Jesus' presence as he sits on his throne of the altar in his throne room, the way Isaiah did that day. But when the sweet hosannas sing, "Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord," I rise and cross myself. Because just like we read today in the gospel reading, when Jesus, the sacrificial lamb and priest and king, comes into Jerusalem, into the temple, one final time to offer up, be offered up, and to pay for the sacrifice with his own blood for you, for the sins of the world, I don't need to bend down and be afraid to show my face in his presence. No, not anymore. Instead, I stand up straight. Why? Because at that point in the service, where the closest we're going to get before the Lord's Prayer to Jesus coming. Jesus coming again this week, riding on a donkey. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Because Jesus is my God and my King and my priest, your God, your King, your priest, your sacrificial lamb, you can stand up straight and look at him face to face, just like Moses spoke with Yahweh at the entrance of the temple of meeting. Jesus is here. Hosanna in Hebrew means save us. Often you'd yell out Hosanna to the king as he passed by, as he came through town. Maybe he'd throw you some coins, or one of his stewards would. And so they yelled, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to Jesus. Maybe if I just touched the hem of his long robe, I'd be healed. Well, when Jesus comes in his body and his blood to save you from your sin, he does even more than that. He saves you from your guilt and your sadness, your brokenness, your sickness, your tiredness. He's come again. He'll come again next time too, and the week after. And he will come again soon to judge the living and the dead. In this song, heaven and earth come together. The Sanctus joins our earthly worship to the heavenly worship of those angels that we cannot see, as well as the innumerable faithful who have gone before us. Yet all together, we worship Jesus Christ in his unmediated presence here at this altar, in word and in sacrament. And together we await the resurrection on the last day. Amen.